I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, a new podcast from Wondery.
From Adele to Victoria Beckham and Lily Allen, we take you inside the drama-filled lives of our most talked-about celebrities to find out what it's like to walk in their shoes.
She means their beautiful Prada shoes.
Listen to Terribly Famous wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about. Honey, yo, bruvs, I'm Ronnie. This is Ben. Hello, Ben. How are you?
Hello, Ronnie. How are you today?
Like, wow, that's the way to meet somebody for the first time. Aisha, meeting the new Stu.
Yeah. Aisha, really, you can...
Hi, yeah, nice Aisha, to meet you.
Aisha would really never work well in Finding Nemo because she'd be found very easily. It'd be like finding... It would be a short film. It would be a five... It'd basically be a 30-second commercial.
Oh, welcome to the show, everybody. Today is Below Deck Down Under, Season 2, Episode 9, entitled Angel Nude Cake. welcome to the show. Monday is our very special live on Instagram. Instagram Live, as the kids call it. Show called Crappy Hour. It's at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's where we talk to you. It's a live call-in show. You guys come up. Talk. We're eventually going to try and find a way to get these as podcast episodes once every other week, but right now we don't know how to do that to make the audio sound good. So we're just keeping Instagram live, but we're still going to be there. So join us over there, okay? Because it's super fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and also, by the way, if people are wondering where was Dwell Hello last week, now that we have Crappy Hour, we sort of like rearrange a little bit. And so Dwell Hello will be up this week. And it's a really funny episode about hipsters trying to move to Europe. So we really had a great time with that one. So that'll probably be up, I think, on Thursday. Thursday is when the latest Dwell Hello will be up.
Yes, that's part of Wondery Plus, and those are House Hunters recaps. Also, this is a video recap. You can find it on our Patreon, which is also where our bonuses are. We announced earlier in the week that we are going to be doing a shot-by-shot breakdown of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City trailer as our bonus. We will be doing that as a main episode because Real Housewives of Orange County is not on this week for some reason. They're giving Shannon another week to just walk around in circles saying, "I'm out! I'm out! I'm out!
I have arguments that paralyze me, but otherwise we have a great relationship."
This was an episode that paralyzed me! So we'll be back with that glorious show next week. This week, we are going to be doing that Salt Lake City trailer. We already did it, actually. It's a really fun episode, so check that out. If you want to watch us watching the video, that is part of Crappens On Demand. Again, also, the bonus this week will be a recap of Welcome to Crappy Lake, so we don't have to skip that after all. So if you guys are into those recaps, that is on bonus this week. And I think that's it for the preamble. How do you feel, Ben? Do you have anything to add in there?
I feel great.
Do you have
any
questions about why I'm purple today?
No, I feel like that was a really exciting preamble. I thought there was like really good announcements. And I hope everyone listened.
Because
I think that was good stuff. So this week's, so now we're on the second episode of Below Deck Down Under for the week. Still don't know why we're doing 2 a week, but we've accepted it. We're in the middle of some... because the show is actually so good that like I'm embracing every episode that we get. I'm like sad that we're on episode 9 already.
I'm into the 2-episode-a-night thing now. I don't know why. You know, this show used to be the hardest to take notes on. I think someone at Bravo was like, fucking Ronnie complaining all the time about how hard Below Deck is to take notes on. Let's make him do it 2 times a night, and then he'll appreciate it when it goes down to 1. And I think just sitting here, like, taking notes on sweeping, I mean, I'm into it now. I guess it got into my blood.
This is huge.
It's huge. I love taking notes on Below Deck now. It's like my favorite thing to do all week.
Wow. I mean, I still think it's a hard show to take notes on because there's so many micro scenes, but that's like a recapper perspective. And in terms of a show, I mean, as a viewer, it's great that there's 2 a week. And I think actually what's really good is that on Below Deck, there's inevitably some like dud episodes where not much happens and you really are just watching people sweep. But by doing 2 episodes in one night, chances are over the course of 2 episodes, some stuff's going to happen. So it's also kind of like augmenting the entire Below Deck experience in its own strange way, just making it harder for us as recappers. But, you know, who cares about us? We're just 2 people in a sea of eyeballs.
So we begin with fish. And, you know, my new favorite thing is just a couple of fish, like, in complete silence, going... And then it goes, put you on previously on Below Deck Down Under. And it's Joao. It's a walking asshole of a face. Joao.
Yeah.
Back on TV to pretend he's nice with his good old-fashioned Joao 2.0. Let's see how it works out, everybody.
Yeah. And he's also Joao 2.0 in his interviews also has a 2.0 hairstyle where it's instead of being spiky, his hair, it's like sort of combed over. So he kind of looks like... Like a local congressional representative or something. Like he definitely is looking more and more like a skeevy politician to me. But
he is. Listen, every sinner that goes to church has that hairdo because your meemaw spits it onto your hair every week with some spit and a comb. And we all showed up to church. We all showed up to Jesus Chapel looking like that every week, and we were damn sinners. You can put on your meemaw spit comb hair all you want to, Joao. Not buying it, sir. Especially because you can't even keep up the act for 2 episodes. I mean, it's over.
I know.
Like, by the end of this episode, he's like, bring me those puppies like we do in Zim.
Yeah. He, I feel like, is like one sequin away from turning into a character from The Righteous Gemstones. I think he's like that close.
I don't watch that show. Was that good?
I don't watch it either, but Dom watches it, so I've caught scenes of it and everything. It seems fine. I mean, I struggle with Danny McBride's content. I've just never really connected with his comedy. So I'm like very Ariana right now. I take sketch comedy very seriously. but it's like not, I mean, the stuff I've seen is not bad. I feel like you would love it. That's like so your humor, like Southern Christian parody.
Well, thanks a lot.
No,
you're like, you know, like really you're not into this guy's humor. It kind of sucks. Oh my God. It's
no.
For you, Ronnie.
No, the world though. You would like the world. I don't think you would like Danny McBride, but I think you would like the world of it because it is all kind of like your Nancy character. It's like Nancy DeBobo times 10 with all the characters in there.
Oh, I'm jealous. Yeah. Now I'm jealous. Now I'm jealous of the show I've never seen. So guess I'm mad now.
It's not too late. You're always looking for new shows. So you've got that one.
I don't love feeling good while I'm watching TV. I like being scared or I like being like, what's going to happen? I love a thriller, mystery thriller. I don't really love feel-good TV. Like one thing I've never watched, and I know the guy who actually makes it and who stars in it. I don't know the star very well. But Brandon, who makes that Ted Lasso show, I know him. And he's so nice. Love that guy. Like he's such a good person. I haven't watched his show even once because I'm like, I don't want to watch a show. I read a review one time that said this show feels like a hug. And I was like, that show can go fuck itself. How about that? If that show touches me, I'm suing it for assault because I don't want a hug from a show. I don't want that. Don't hug me. Keep your hands to yourself. How about that?
I was only able to make it through 2 episodes of Ted Lasso. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And like, you and I both have very different viewing styles of like non-Bravo content, but this is really where we overlap because I was like, I'm not doing Ted Lasso. Maybe I might go back because I know right now we're already getting emails. People are already sitting at their laptops saying, Ben and Ronnie, you guys really have to reconsider Ted Lasso. It is so cute. It is so sweet. So here's the thing. I will watch a show that will make me laugh. I will watch a show. I will even watch a show that will make me put me in suspense. What I won't do is watch a show that's cute. I'm not watching for cute.
Yeah, I'm not into cute. Well, some of them, for a minute, I liked that show where they're all in hell with Kristen What's-Her-Buns, Kirsten.
Oh, yeah.
Kristen, Veronica Mars, Veronica, Veronica Bell, Kristen Bell. You know the one, Ted Danson. Yep. Speaking of Teds, a lot of Teds today. So I watched that one, The Good Place is what it was called. But they're like, oh, fork you, you know, and it was like super cute. And they all had that like Muppet Babies acting style where they all talk like this. They're like, oh, I am the smart one, and I right. am the slutty one. Well, there wasn't a slutty one because it's like a feel-good show. Anyway, the point is, yeah, that I thought was cute for like 2 minutes, and then I was like, is this starring Care Bears? Fuck this show. Why is everybody talking like that? And why does everybody talk with their hands on their hips? And why is everybody so earnest about everything? I just didn't, you know, I'm the same.
Yeah. So,
in other words, every show needs to star Joao.
Yeah. In other words, I do think you'll like The Righteous Gemstones, because it is not a feel-good show.
The Righteous Drowstones.
Righteous Drowstones.
Which is today's episode.
So we're there's like a tender that's swinging around like a big old ball sack, and it knocks over Captain Jason, and that's like the big cliffhanger, which is like, what happens to a captain once he falls over?
And we see it in close up. It looks like it is literally pounding and crashing into the side of the boat. It looks like the boat's crashed. It's kind of what I've always dreamed would happen in Phantom of the Opera in that chandelier scene. I've always wanted that chandelier to just come down and start hitting people. Is that wrong? I guess that's a normal thing for people to want.
Right? The chandelier actually hits people. So it lands, and then chandelier arms come out, and it's like, pow, 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 pow.
Like one of those things in Mario with just the arms flinging around.
Yeah.
You just want to come out and start beating the shit out of people. So the reason it's going bad is because they put Culver in charge of it. Culver's here for hotness. That's it. Culver is here for three-minute shots of his abs as he changes in front of your inappropriate bedroom cams. Okay?
Yeah.
He's not here to actually do things, guys. Don't give Culver controls of things.
No, please don't, like, don't give him the little remote control thing. So this tender, it finally, like, gets down into its cradle with, like, a loud crash thud. And Aisha's downstairs. She goes, Lord! And Jason's like, so what happened? What happened there? And Culver's like, well, I think it just started swinging. I'm like, really? Does it have anything to do with the fact that you pushed your thumb on the control all the way up to the maximum?
Yeah. And he's like, it was more than swinging. You had no control. And it's like I was around a dish of Dutch babies, wasn't it? Sorry, Captain. And Jason's like, when lifting a tender, there's a fast speed and a slow speed. He had it on fast. And this shot of four. Boys should know this by now. Okay, but then here's my question. Why didn't you say, whoa, you've got that on fast speed? Turn it down to slow. Can't you see when it's on fast? I mean, there's got to be a difference in what the boat looks like coming up in fast and what it looks like coming up in slow. Where's your responsibility, Captain Jason? Because this is Culver's first time crashing something on the show. This is not your first or your second, I don't think. Is it your third? I don't know.
To be fair, I think things happen very quickly. And also, to be fair, I feel like if your captain is saying, boat down. Don't you think as just a person who's controlling this like out of control wrecking ball boat that you would like think, oh, let me take my thumb off of the fast speed and bring it back down to like normal creep speed?
Well, in Culver's defense, he did do this.
That's almost as good. I agree with you. That's like, I think that's fair.
He looked down at the control and then looked up again and said, a few times, which, listen, I mean, if I was in human resources, I would stamp that as made an effort. You're still hired.
Yeah. Last night in my sewing class, my friend Judy, so I'm doing it with my friend Judy, and it was our first time getting onto the sewing machines.
I love that you're a gay guy doing a sewing class with your friend Judy, because of course, you are a friend of Judy.
I am. So it was our first time on the sewing machines, and we just like the lady was coming around, our teacher, to show us like how to do things, and Judy jumped the gun, and all of a sudden her machine started brrr, and she had put it on fast and had slammed down on the pedal, and everyone was like, and so I was like, wow, Judy is basically the Culver of our sewing class.
Judy really Culvered it up.
She really Culvered her garment.
So,
things happen over here.
The captain is embarrassed, as you were, I'm sure, next to Judy.
Like...
the captain is embarrassed that this happened in front of the guests, but he's like, whatever, it's just a railing. It's a $700 fix, no bigs. Yeah, my ass, it's not. You know who it's a big deal to? Mr. One Prop Expedition Boat Owner, okay, who's sitting at home. I imagine he looks like the Kentucky Fried Chicken guy, and he's sitting in a giant oversized leather chair somewhere in like Texas in his big mansion, counting his money, and he's like, someone just crapped the expedition boat. Get him! And here's the captain, like, no big deal, just the rail.
It definitely spoke of rail privilege. Also, though, I found it refreshing after a season of Captain Glenn being like, well, the engine's broken, but here's some gum I've been chewing on. Colin, can you put that in there and see if it fixes it? Like, finally just throw some money at an issue.
But this is why you should never Airbnb or rent your things, because this is how renters are. They don't own it. They don't care. You know, it's just like, oh, it's a $700 railing. We just saw the boat crumpled. Okay. We just saw crumpled metal. I don't know how we're going to pretend that this was just a railing, but whatever. So Culver's like, I guess we know who gets the disco ball helmet.
That'll be you. So now we hear that Jamie's going to be arriving soon. And Culver's grumbling, because the thing is that while all this is happening, Joao was on the kayak with Jesse, the porn star. So Culver's,
but he
like,
was instructed to go onto that kayak by the captain. And don't make me stand up for Joao, people, on this show, because you're making me do it. He was instructed to do that by the captain himself. So
I didn't. First of all, I didn't realize that. So that's good to know. Second of all, I also don't think that that's like he went out on the kayak and then this task came up. Like, that's not Joao's fault that the task came up while he was out on the kayak. Well, and don't Jason's make me stand up for him.
Yeah, and Jason's like the hottest and the sweetest. But you send, this is what I was saying yesterday, why would you send Joao on the kayak and then have the guys lift the tender? You know, it just doesn't make any sense. There's a lot of questionable decisions happening today.
Because he figures as the captain, it'll be okay. So then Culver starts grumbling. He's like, Joao's on the kayak and we're launching this thing in hurricane swells by ourselves. I'm like, there were literally no hurricane swells. Your guests are in the ocean paddling away. They're pretty safe. Okay. So if the guests are fine in those waves, this is you. You put your machine on super fast.
Because Adam's like, yo, my man Joao in the kayak already. What's that guy doing? Nothing. All right. Hey, you want some donuts out there? Can we send some donuts to you? Nothing to her? Jesus Christ. And then Culver's like, yeah, I mean, we've been taking care of this boat during hurricane swells and this and that. And this guy is blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah. And then my man goes on the kayak first chance he gets. Hey, fuck that guy. Well, you could have gone on the kayak, but you can't swim, sir. Okay.
You can't swim.
You can't do it.
You can't swim, so you can't go on the kayak.
Yeah.
You're unqualified. Okay. I don't want to hear it.
So hot, so, right? Do you like Adam more being toxic? I like him more as a toxic. I love toxic. I don't like toxic masculinity, but I don't think that's what he's got. I think he's got like toxic workplace environments, bitching about things. And that's usually me as a waiter. I'm like, oh, the chef's a jerk, right? And like, I'll spread it and then I'll get a rebellion on my side, you know? And I feel like that Adam's employing that and I like it. I like his style.
I don't know, but I don't think it makes him hotter. I feel like the more I see him, the more he's turning into a cartoon bean for me, you know, like a
cartoon bean,
like a fava bean or a long bean.
I think he would be one of the spotted beans from New Year's that everybody buys, but no one ever uses. What are those?
Yeah, black I just saw some.
A black eyed bean.
I was thinking like those long bean pods, you know, like the, you
what
know
kind of beans? New Year are you having? Because New beans Year come in. You're like, I want a thin bean for New Year's.
Beans come in pods. Normalized pods. I have a little card game that's all about beans, and there were all these like cartoon beans in the 90s, and that's he looks like each and every one of them. It's called Bonanza. It's a great game. So Margo sees Jamie's picture on the CV. I can pull it up.
People this crap say, is at demand. The end of your life, are you ever going to ask yourself, did I work enough? No, you're going to ask yourself, how many fucking games did Ben play? I mean, Jesus Christ.
I will bring this game on camera.
How many hours does one man have in his lifetime to play?
I'm going to bring this game on camera. I'm going to pull up every card and we're going to decide which Blow Deck cast member each bean is. Okay?
Do not dare. Okay, so what were you going to say before I
was actually trying to move forward.
As fucking usual.
I was trying to move forward past this bean moment because I could see how uncomfortable you were with it. So I was going to move forward.
I wasn't uncomfortable. I love it. I love that you have a game about beans. It's my new favorite thing about you because you're my little bean. And now you play a game about
Mandelker.
Beans.
No, but it's called Bonanza. which it's a play
on
words.
About cowboys. I feel like the branding's off.
But apparently in German, Bonn is bean.
Well, in America, we had bonanza before Germany had beans. So how about if I enter that into evidence?
It should be called Beananza in America. Too many danza beans. Beananza.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's
Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history. Events that have shaped who we are as a country and that continue to define the American experience. American Scandal tells marquee stories about American politics, like the break-in at the Watergate Hotel, an event that led to the downfall of a president, and raised questions about the future of American democracy. We go behind the scenes looking at devastating financial crimes, like the fraud committed at Enron and Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. And we tell stories of complicated public figures like Edward Snowden and Monica Lewinsky, people who found themselves thrust into the spotlight and who spurred debates about the future of the country. Follow American Scandal wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Commercial.
So okay. Margo sees Jamie's picture on her CV and she's like, oh, and Margo's like, she's like, oh, great. She's freaking gorgeous. Oh, so she's upset. And then she's like, you know, I'm excited to get a new stool. Obviously, I just wish she was ugly. Thanks a lot, Jason.
So then the guests come back and it's still the porn star guests, you know, for anybody who doesn't listen to every single episode, it's still the porn stars. And Skyaya, the gay one, is like, oh, if you're horny. Like, oh my God, dude, can you just fucking enjoy your ride on the paddle? Also, he rides that paddleboard like he is in a porn. Did you notice how he was riding it? He never stands up on the paddleboard. He just kind of reverse cowboys the paddleboard. I was like, you're the most confident double wide person I've. And by the way, I mean double Y is in the letter, not double Y is in like my nickname in junior high.
Oh, double Y like apostrophe D.
Right. Yeah. You're the most confident double wide person I've ever seen. So good for you. God, could you listen, bottle that so I can. Drink
he's
it.
A professional. He's an utmost professional, whether it's on a paddleboard or just on top of three bodies. He knows his form. So they are back on board, and Joao's sending some people to bed and everything, and Jason's texting a charter agent for help with the railing, and Zarina is talking about making a cake tonight to place onto Laura because they're going to eat dessert off her, and Zarina says, tonight for dessert, we're going to have the primary. We're going to paint her in chocolate, put cake and berries and maple syrup on her. Maybe a tomahawk. I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead. But more people need to be aware of cakes off of porn stars. I started reading my next note in Zarina voice, even though she was no longer speaking. So I'm just going to be quiet now.
Yeah, she's talking about decorating this lady. None of this. I mean, chocolate. Okay. I mean, I guess maple syrup. No. And maybe something with color. Like, what is her thing about doing everything brown liquid? I mean, you're painting someone, people who ask for gay pride shit, and you're still just painting somebody in chocolate and maple syrup? No. Icing. Something. Come on. What are you doing? Cream.
I'm going to put up Family Feud style. Okay. We asked 100 people, what are things you would like to,
this
what sort of dessert
penis,
items
would
you... Would you like to slather on a porn star?
Did you see the Family Feud with Atlanta versus OC?
Oh, I didn't know there were clips out yet. I saw that they did something, though.
One clip, and the question is, okay, name one thing that completely turns you off about your man, something like that. And Shannon goes,
his penis.
Oh, I would have to say the arguments he provokes with me that paralyze me. That's a big turnoff.
The potato chips he eats at me as he knows that I'm making quinoa trying to stay healthy during a dinner party.
I would say the biggest turnoff that I have about my man is the dust version of him that remains in the chair after he leaves me behind in Nobu.
The biggest turnoff about my man is that dumb slut he found on the beach. It's not my fucking survey.
By the way, for anybody who's curious, she got a big red dog X. So guests in the hot tub. Culver comes hot over tub. And they're like, oh my god, Culver, come into the hot tub. You're so hot. Culver, take off his shirt. And I'm surprised that he didn't do it. I was proud of him.
I was
surprised. Had a moment where I was proud of Culver. Good job, buddy.
I think he got a talking to we didn't see. So now Jason's telling Joao that Culver may have been using the toe thing in fast motion. He's like, you know, it was a bit swelly, however. Probably the wrong person to have on the controls. And Joao's like, the tenders crashed into the sides. Firstly, not good. Second, when the captain gets involved with things like that, it just shows there's a lack of trust because they don't know what they're doing. And I want to prove to Jason he can trust me. The Zim way. Whatever that means.
So Margo is taking drink orders, and they're like, oh my god, Margo, you want to come in here? Come on, let's all fucking the hot tub. Take your top off. And it's like, oh my god, I love them so much. You know, Laura getting fired was a huge blessing because I'm finally getting to prove myself and to work my way up. And this new stew coming in, she's been in yachting longer than me, so I have to go back to where I was. It's the wine bottle savior. The only lady who could save a bottle of wine from falling down off a shelf in the refrigerator. The only person to advocate for that bottle of rosé that could have been crashed onto the... You know what? I'm really proud of me. And I'm proud of my work here. Back to the mini fridge!
You're needed somewhere. So then we see a spotted shark, like a big old shark looking for an octopus somewhere.
That was a hot shark.
That shark was going to a gala. That shark put on like her best outfit, and it's like, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna support the children, but by 10 o'clock I'm gonna leave. So it's a shark with boundaries. So as we see the shark, then an inbound tender comes in. So that's a foreboding sign because here comes Jamie, and she comes on, and she's Australian. She's like, how you going? So happy to be here. And she's gorgeous, and she's going to be trouble.
And this is where Aisha sees her for the first time, and she's like, oh, you sweetie, come here to me. Did she just come back from mission for like 5 years? My God.
Margo's like, oh, well, hi, I'm going to be your roomie. Your top bunk, is that okay? Because I don't have a lot of power, so the only power I do have is being able to take over lower bunk. So is that cool? Okay, thanks.
Took me 2 days to get the cojones to do that one, but I pulled it off.
Okay. I loved your work in The Constant Gardener. Oh, I'm not Rachel Weisz, but thank you so much.
Oh my God, there's another movie I couldn't watch just because of the name. Constant Gardener? Gross. Skin cancer much? No, thank you.
I never saw it, but I'm with you. I'm like, oh, let's watch a movie called Everlasting Lawn Mowing. Great. Wonder what it's about.
So let's see. So then Joao, I think he finds what does he find? The dishwasher running? Something is running.
Something's running. He's not happy about it.
And he's like, who the fuck left this running? What a waste. We would never do this in Zim. And, and we see him slowly just starting to get really pissed off. And then Serena is now painting herself, and she's testing all these different kinds of chocolates to see what is better, because some are getting cakey, some are getting cracky, some are getting wacky. I'm like, what am I going to know? And her last try is a thick, hot chocolate that she's rubbing all over herself. Now,
yeah,
this is how to get laid right here. I think we see a lot of things on Below Deck that are just like not good advice. I'm going to go out like this next time. I'm just going to cover myself in hot. This is how to find a like-minded person.
Just to cover yourself right up in that fudge. So,
maybe I shouldn't.
Us gays are often called fudge packers. So, you know, at some point.
Necessary.
No. Going to detention. Not saying I approve of that. So Aisha and Jamie. Aisha and Jamie. There's something about the porn stars being on this chart that's made me extra saucy and randy and offensive.
Jeez.
So Aisha and Jamie, Aisha's talking to Jamie, and she's like, oh, you look like you've really good experience. Congrats on your Oscar. I'm not Rachel Weisz. Again, I just want to reassert that.
I love the musical about you. Rachel Weisz, Rachel Weisz. Flower, flower, you're a flower.
Well, it's. I think I'll just have to start just telling people I'm Rachel Weisz to get through this season, won't I? A lot of Rachel Weisz fans on this boat. So Jamie's like, on my last boat, I was Chief Stew for a year, and I'm fine with cleaning, I'm fine with laundry, and I love table decor. By the way, whenever anyone says, I love cleaning and I love laundry, they always lie. That's what they say to endear themselves to the Chief Stew.
Yeah, that's what you say. But I feel like people who are truly experienced know better than to use that lie, because when you say that, you end up in the laundry. We've seen it happen a million times. So I'm surprised Jamie wasn't called on her bullshit, to be honest, because I don't believe one second of what you say, Jamie. Also, I'd just like to announce here, whoever has been on Crappens On Demand, you've seen me tinkering with my headphone for the past half an hour. I'm sorry for that. But guess what? This was also a tutorial, because look who just fixed their headphone. His name is Rondell. And wow. I've got two headphones on right now. Tell your friends, subscribe to Watch What Crappens. That's it.
Wow. Wow, you got the magic in you.
Oh, never mind. It just fell off again. Okay.
You should put on some big sturdy. Let's put on a big sturdy one. Put on like a big earmuffs like I've got.
No, because now I'm used to these and it doesn't have the sound counseling, which I like, because the sound counseling. Hi, this is sound. I'm here to counsel you. It doesn't have sound. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make it like, because I'm yelling all the time anyway, and I find with these, I yell less. Can you guys tell? Everyone's like, you literally do not yell less. But, okay.
I don't think you yell too much in the first place. I think you're always concerned that you're yelling, but I don't think that you actually yell that much. Lot.
It's like being in a loud club trying to talk to your friends, you know, because you don't hear everything going on. So you're like, hey, blah, 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 hi. It's more like that. And then without these, I just talk more like this. Okay, the point is I'm wasting this time on the show, guys. I'm really sorry, but it just had to be talked about. Okay, so
I'm glad we settled it. So Jamie's like, oh, I've been in yachting for about 5 years, and my first boat was an adventure boat, and hiking and fishing and helicopter rides. It was amazing. And I think, like, I'm a bit of a tomboy growing up. I was very sporty. But at the same time, I could put on my heels and get class A.
I don't trust Jamie. Okay, here's why. First of all, this is not why, but just to preface this, gorgeous girl, looks really nice. I believe her smile. She seems like she has a very sweet, open smile. Like, there's no reason to not trust her. But I feel like I hear this way too much on both Below Deck and Housewives when people are like, I was a bit of a tomboy growing up, but I can also be a girl's girl. I don't know. There's something about that specific line that makes me, I don't know.
There's something about it, like, it's almost like there's something about that line where it feels like certain people are using it to earn credibility with the guys, you know, and in a way that feels unnecessary. And
it comes close to girls don't like me, guys like me. But she doesn't act like that with the girls. So I'm not saying it's exactly the same. But there's something like, oh, yeah, girls always have a problem with me. It's like when you hear that line where you're like, uh-oh, danger. When people say, I'm a tomboy, but I'm also
I'm just
hot,
one of the guys. You know? I'm like just one of the guys.
Yeah.
It's like whenever I hear that, I'm always like, okay, danger, daddy issues. Enjoy. Because it never works out right.
Or, so, as we call them in this house, bean issues. So she goes to meet Serena. What were we going to say?
No, I was going to say, for those who would like to see Exhibit A, just look at Katie from the previous season or the last season of regular Below Deck.
I'm just like one of the guys. I'm from Miami.
Yes. Who was just so hurt by the end, wasn't she? She was not as horrible as we thought she was going to be, because we thought she was going to be terrible. But she was like kind of wounded.
She just was exhausting in her mediocrity.
Okay. Well, yes. And also,
Let's be honest. Okay, guys, enough time has passed. We have hindsight. We've taken it all in. We've had time for thoughts to change. We have not made a final verdict on Katie. She's exhaustingly mediocre.
Just one of the guys. Just like hanging out.
Whoa.
Just like being with the guys. One of the guys, girl. You know, no offense to the girls, but yeah. I'm just like one of the guys.
So then it's sunset. It's sunset, and Culver is talking to the deckies, and he's like, guys, it's sunset. Let's take our 1 minute break together and just soak it in. Boys, just look at that sunset. And Adam's like, yeah, look at that fucking sunset. More than what fucking Joao's doing. What's that guy doing? Hey, son, good job. You want to run this boat? Because we don't got no one fucking running it. At least you're doing something. Am I right, boys? Am I right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that sun. I mean, we're up here doing work, and that sun's just going to go to bed? Like, we still got work to do, okay? The first chance that sun gets is going to go to bed. I don't know if I like that sun too much.
And Joao is in the toys organizing everything. And Harry's like, where's Joao? And Adam's like, yeah, where's this dude, bro? Like, what the fuck, bro? Dude, this guy doesn't do shit.
Joao is literally like rearranging all the heavy toys downstairs that they just haplessly throw about. Well, Adam is complaining and now making Harry a complainer too. So now it's starting to rain and Aisha's showing Jamie like the pantry and everything. And she's like, oh, well, here we are. We have some soda and some water and there's a psycho bitch, Serena. And then Culver walks in. He just sort of like materializes and he's like, ha. I'm the Dex Stew. I'm Culver. Do you know about Dutch babies? Can I show you my mom's?
And she's like, I'm Jamie. He's like, wow, this girl is gorgeous. And then Margo shows her the toy room. And she's like, so did you meet Culver? She goes, we did. And then Adam comes down. He's like, whoa, whoa, hey, what's going on? Whoa, you're shaking my hand? Whoa, that's your hands are doing more than fucking Joao, am I right? And Jamie's like, dating on yachts is fun. You just kind of forget everyone else exists. As far as dictating goes, I see some options.
Yeah, I love a good bit. Means. So Culver turns to Adam and he's like, big pickup. Big pickup, solid draft pickup with her, yeah. And Adam goes, yeah, she looks like she'd be a great asset to the team, more than Joao. Joao's like single-handedly like restoring the railing that was broken by Culver.
And Margo's like, are you single, Jamie? And she goes, I am. She's like, oh, fine. Wow, that's great. Me too. Whoa. Great, wow. Gorgeous, and single. So great to meet you. You want a hot dish? I love your head, you stupid bitch. Did I say that out loud?
Hey, have you ever caught a wine bottle as it was about to fall out of a mini fridge? I didn't think so. Okay, all right. Got one up on the new bitch.
Adam's like, whoa, she looks like she's going to be a great asset to the team. You already said that, sorry. So then Serena is texting B,
Brooke, who?
About Joao. And she's like, so how's Joao doing?
When the sun came up, did it gaze upon you in that special way that told you it's only got eyes for you?
Yes, I thought it's okay, but it's only day two. And then Harry introduces himself to Jamie. And there's something that Harry gets when he speaks to a fellow Aussie. Like, his voice gets all, like, the consonants sort of become vowels. Because he's like, I also, I'm only two. I'm like, okay, I think I got half of that.
We all have our things, right? Like when we meet gay people, we're like, girl. Like we start talking like in gayer voice, code. You know, like, girl. Yeah, like you're like when you're from Texas, you're like, wow, build a wall. Bam, 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 bam. Just kidding, everybody.
Yeah, like when I meet.
I just pull out my double pistols. Totally.
When I meet fellow members of the tribe, I'm like,
wow, you really went there.
I did.
You did really the full bean version.
I did. That was that. That's something that's special to my new podcast called Been There, Done That. It's about Jewish holidays in the context of beans. I'm gonna pull up that game, Ronnie. I'm gonna pull it out.
So they're like, wow, we're both from the same place, kinda. And Marge is like, Harry just met the new girl, so I guess I'm gonna jump ship now. This is great. My life is over.
Oh, she's drop dead gorgeous, and I can tell the sort of guy that she really wants the most is sort of a young, boyish, potentially asexual, floppy Australian man. Oh, I'm screwed.
So Serena tells Adam, she's like, if she even talks to Culver, I'm going to be so done with this girl. I'm kidding, kind of. No, I'm not really not kidding. So then Serena's friend, B, tells her,
I wanted to be friends with Joelle. It's important that in life we learn to embrace the love that's in front of us and forget what's behind us. Look north towards the star that's ready to embrace you and always go forward, my friend. In love, B.
Oh, as I lie here on my deathbed, consumed by the consumption, my only wish is that if I cannot love any further, that love perseveres without me. So please go on. Love Joao in ways that I couldn't. Give him the love that I wish I could have had. Hug him the way my arms could only dream of and embrace. And know that every time you do, you're remembering me with every single breath.
I forgot that we were always giving Brooke consumption.
I forgot too. I just did it naturally.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, the guests are getting ready for dinner, and Jason sees Desiree. Or is it
Jesse. Jason sees Jesse.
Yes. Destiny is the one I keep calling. I wrote down Destiny.
There's no Destiny.
But I was like, did I mean Desiree or the tattooed lady?
There's Laura Desiree, who's the newscaster, and then there's Jesse, who's the tatted one. And Jesse has, they're all dressed like animals, and she has like a vibrator that's attached to like a lion or a leopard tail, which honestly, I'm impressed with.
It's like a vibrating leopard tail that turns in circles or something. And Jason sees it and he's like, wow, I need to be caged. And she goes, we can handle that. And then they're setting the table and Aisha is telling What's Your Buns, the new chick, Jamie, that she's going to be on late because the second is usually the party girl, the girl that's in charge of partying. And Marge is like, you know, I know it's normal to not switch shifts, but if you're ever down to try it, I'd love to because I'd really love to do some nights. There was this bottle of wine and it looked hopeless, but it's still alive because of me. You know, just a little. I'm just a purple heart. I'm a rosé heart. So,
that's so sweet of you to volunteer that, Margo. Maybe just like one or two more or five more. How about charter 10? You can do it.
But we're only doing 9 charters.
Oh, yes. So charter 10 will have you on late.
And Jamie's like, I'm happy to do that. Totally. Sorry, I was giving her a Marge accent. So it's like, which bad accent should we give her? Okay, so then Harry and Serena. Oh, yeah, someone was like, you guys, stop doing us trying to do Australian accents. No, fuck you.
Who said that? Stop trying
to be an asshole because we're never going to stop trying. Some jerk.
Who said that?
We're terrible at it. We know we're terrible at it. That's our fun. You'd stop trying to take away our fun.
By the way, how about this? Stop being so late to tell us to stop doing Australian accents. We've been doing it for like 8 years. Okay. So if you had an issue, you should have come around 8 years ago.
You're way too late for that.
You know what accent I'm going to do? The hush your face accent. Hush.
Yeah,
we're doing Australian accents. We're doing our own strange Australian accents that are maybe New Zealand or South African.
So then Harry is talking to Serena about the new girl, and he's like, she's obviously like me. And she's like, do you still like Margo then? And he's like, oh yeah, tomorrow we have a date. Can you believe that? Can we get a cheese plate? I've got a date with a pretty girl. What am I going to do? It's like, oh my God. I don't even have a boner, and you're softening me up every time, Harry.
I know. And Serena, it's actually really sweet. Serena's like, oh, I'll make you a cheese plate. I was like, no. I'll do it. You don't have to do that. I was like, oh, my God. That is actually one of the sweetest things we've ever witnessed on Bravo, which is that someone on Below Deck refusing to exploit a woman for her services. That way he can advance his own romantic life with someone else. I'm like, wow. Never seen that before.
Well, it's not the first time we've seen a man take credit for shopping he didn't do, throw it on a plate, and call himself a hero. If you're an American.
That's true.
I'll tell you that. If you're a married American, I'll tell you that. I'm just kidding. Okay, so Aisha is putting a prop parrot on her head and just like literally on the floor laughing. I don't think I've ever seen her laugh this hard. Her mouth is on the floor. She's like...
So then Margo walks by Harry and Harry goes, Margo? She goes, Harry, is that you? No. Oh, you look good in leopard. Thanks.
Chemistry.
So their relationship is just chemistry.
Popping just, off. It's like there's beakers everywhere. Chemistry class. So Laura's like, calling all weirdos. It's wild animal night. And so Janie comes up and meets Sky. And he's like, oh my God, you're gorgeous. I have two Y's in my name. And so they double kiss. And then we go down to the mess. And Joao's making the schedule. And he's like,
then we'll have night lessons as well. All right, Harry, because you're going to need to do jacuzzi. That's, we spell that J-A-C-U-Zim-Zim-I. Okay, jacuzzi.
So back. Oh, you got a cackle out of me. So then Laura upstairs, Laura's like, guys, this has been an insane trip of, this has been a trip of insane bonding. Okay, this is family, okay? Family that fucks each other, double penetrates each other, does three ways with each other, and does reverse cowboys with each other. Just the way all families should be. Cheers to that, sluts.
We should make family porn a thing. You're going to be billionaires. Mm-mm. So then who comes out with a lion hat? I don't know. Oh, Joao comes out with a lion hat to dance with Serena. And they have this like weird flirty thing. And she's like, oh, and he's like, hola, hola. And she's like, bitch, oh, put it in my mouth. Who said that? And he's like, you said that. That was horrible. You're a bad girl.
And he's like, Serena and I have two friends in common. My friend was her friend with benefits, and her friend was my friend with benefits. And we kind of like got to know each other in a very roundabout way. I called her the C word, and she was like, who the fuck are you to say that to me? And I think there's been insane chemistry ever since then. So I think that she thinks that she knows a lot about me, and she doesn't. A lot of it is based on assumption. I mean, some of it, not so much. But a lot of it is. Excuse me, hold on 1 second.
So she's squeezing his big animal ears that are hanging down. They're like socks hanging off his head, and they squeeze. And she's like, oh my God, I need more of that in my life, don't I? He's like, hey, yeah, do you like that? Look, they can move as well. And then they're like, yeah, oh my God, your ears are so hot. And then we just see Culver's teeth peek around the corner, like, I don't know about that one.
And then meanwhile, his teeth come around the corner. So then Vanna, meanwhile, is at the dinner table, and she's just wearing a bra. And like, Vanna, are you wearing just a bra at the dinner table? Ugh, classic Vanna ruining everything with her bra. And then Culver, of course, he is horny for these porn stars. So he's getting into his safari costume, but he's like, you know, his shirt's open so he can, you know, show off his body and everything. And he's like, Aisha, we're going to go on a safari tour. She's like, ah! And Aisha, she's like, she already was like laughing. She was already here with that parrot on her head. And this thing, this safari outfit, she is laughing so hard there's no noise coming out. She's just doing that thing where she's going.
She is dying this whole episode. See, it's like who you want in a live studio audience, you know, when they do TV shows. And there's you always hear that one. Aha! Like every time Karen says something wacky.
I know. We need Aisha to be at all of our live shows when we go back up to her.
So Serena's like, Culver, can I ask you a question? Do you do this stuff in the bedroom? And he's like, I sure do. I really get into character. I just pushed up my glasses because I'm a nerd.
So he goes out to the table. Of course, they love it. And Laura's like, come discover me. And Aisha is like, all right, this dish is called grab my rack. So you've got the rack of lamb and you've got a stuffed pumpkin. And really, we don't have a good pun for the pumpkin. So it's just there alongside with this horny sort of plate.
I think stuffed pumpkin is enough. I think that stands on its own. you know?
I guess so, yeah.
So Laura's saying, oh God, this is our last dinner, guys. Back to Kraft macaroni and cheese in a pot. And Margo's like, oh God, you're doing so good at beds, Jamie. I love having help. Surely there's going to be no problems with you coming up. And Jamie's like, that's me. Just fun, Jamie. Not about to hurt anybody's feelings at all.
So then Aisha's like,
all right, girls, so Laura's going to get naked and have dessert eaten off of her body in about 10 minutes. If you want to come watch, you can come join.
And Jason's like, do we really want all the crew sitting around watching, or is this more of an intimate thing? And she's like, I mean, who do you think these people are? I'm watching, of course. Which is true, but it's also kind of a funny, it's a funny pivot from everything that happened last week. It's like, okay, now let's all gather around and watch, like, the naked woman get eaten off of.
Well, you know.
But it's consent. It's consent. That's the big difference.
You know, that is a big, huge difference. This lady's like, yeah, let's eat a cake off my muff. You know, so you eat a cake off her muff. So time to clear now. And they have to set up this table for her to become the cake. And so they're doing that. And then Skye's like, so what are they doing? Are we making our own dessert? Wouldn't be the first time. My God. Anybody have toppings? Can we just have kind of like a cum yogurt planet? Like, I don't mind making the cum, but I'm going to need some toppings today. I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm off the clock. Can I get a snack?
I don't know why he's Shannon Bedore right now.
That's his true set, inner self. So Laura comes up in a robe and she goes, you hungry for dessert, right? And Skye goes, yes. Goes, so let's do it. And she throws off the robe. It's like, I mean, she looks great. This woman is so hot, and it's like, and I just love her poise and everything. She's just like, I don't know, I love Laura, and I just love when she threw off that robe. It's like, all right, come get me. And she gets onto the table, and everyone, and then like they're putting all the food, and like the entire crew is there, and like it's just funny watching the guys and the crew be like,
they really are so awkward, especially Harry, because Harry can't stop swinging his arms around randomly, you know, because he's Harry. So he's just like, oh, like trying to look away, but he's just kind of flying in the wind over there. I personally hate this. I do not like this at all. I think it's disgusting. Okay. I don't think that the nudity part or anything is disgusting, or in general, eating off of somebody is disgusting. But guess what? I don't want to eat off my nude friend. To me, that's gross. Like, I love you. I don't want to eat a cupcake off your wiener. Sorry.
Oh, no. Like, I don't like eating food off of people. I'm just saying it. Like, but like pre-desserts being on her and being eaten off her, I just love Laura. I love her so much.
I don't know. I feel like I just give me a Pop-Tart. You know what I mean? Like, do I have to eat the Pop-Tart off your boob? Like, just, I don't want that. And I feel like Laura does that. She's the kind of person who's like, I made macaroni and cheese tonight. But the trick is, you have to lick it off me. No, I don't fucking, congrats on being hot enough to be a porn star. I'm not, okay? And I don't want to eat this off of you. Get me a fucking plate. Can we get a health inspector? This is the second episode in a row I've called for a health inspector. And eventually one's going to show up right when you're not expecting it, as they always do.
Many reasons to get a health inspector on this show, or really any Below Deck. So all the dessert is on her. Everyone's watching. Everyone's gawking. And Zarina, like, then Jason missed the whole thing. So Zarina tells Jason he missed it. She goes, well, don't worry. I've got loads left over. So if you want to take off your clothes, and I'll meet you in your cabin. He's like, should I be laughing at this after everything that just happened with Laura? The other Laura? Not sure. So then Adam... Now Adam has to wash off Laura, like, with a hose. So he's just like, oh, man, I don't know how I always catch myself in these situations. I know one person who doesn't. Joao, because I'm actually working right now, huh?
Adam's so funny. He's just, like, staring as he hoses it. And she's like, yeah, shower me. And then Culver is like, I'll grab you a towel. And he's like, yeah, go grab a towel. Yeah. He's like, I'm not fucking moving. You grab the towel. Did she hold this herself? Of course. You can go grab the towel, sir. So Culver goes down for one, and then she takes off her thong, too. And she's like, I can't wear this again. He's like, yeah, don't wear that again. God, I never want this to end.
So Joao and Zarina are being, like, sort of flirty in the galley again. And Zarina's like, you seems like you're quite popular in the yachting industry. And he's like, oh, why is that? And she goes, well, maybe it's your reputation of being a whore. And he goes, oh, that's a fucking lie. I'm not a whore. I'm a good person from Zimbabwe.
And he goes, I want to eat the chocolate with my tongue. And she goes, oh, in that case. And she puts the chocolate down to her badge. And he's like, oh, you bad girl. And then Aisha sees him and she's like, gross. Ew. So she walks off. And then Serena's asking him if he's seeing anyone right now or if he's taking a break from dating. And he's like, a very long break.
Yeah, he does his usual thing of like, well, I was engaged and I gave her many chances, but after finding her red-handed lying, which is a thing, red-handed lying, I said, bullshit, bullshit. And he goes, did she cheat? Because in the beginning, yes, and then she closed off from me entirely. I did absolutely nothing wrong. I was a wonderful person, and she was not driven in any way whatsoever towards infidelity.
This was his thing, wasn't it, on his season, where he said, oh, I was in a relationship, but I got cheated on, and it was the worst thing that ever happened. Like, you're not even going to change up your fuckboy story, Joao. We've already heard it, sir.
It's literally the same story with Brooke, right? Because they had their relationship, and then afterwards, she apparently cheated on him, and then he cried in the reunion in the corner of the set.
Oh, is that what it, maybe that's what I'm remembering. Well, maybe that was like, the cheating. Was that his backstory during his season two that he got cheated on?
Probably.
Like, was Brooke the second person that cheated on? Oh, okay.
Probably. I don't know. But I think there was some sort of thing. I'm not even sure that Brooke cheated or if they had already broken up and she'd slept with someone else because she moved on. Or maybe she did cheat. But she was like over him. She didn't like him anymore. So he was pulling the whole like, but I'm sweet Joao. I'm not no longer Jezebel. I'm sad. I'm a sad person.
Joao. So then he's like, what about you? He's like, I'm just being vulnerable and trying to get back to that place I hope I can trust again. we see it with fuckboy after fuckboy on this show.
Yes.
And so Serena's like, well, I was with someone this winter, but I couldn't really get that spark going. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, he's standing right behind you. His name is Culver, because Culver's standing there right now in his nerd outfit just watching like,
oh. Can I get some Dutch, baby? She's like, oh, well, I missed you today, Culver. She goes, I missed you too. So, again, about that Dutch baby. I mean, if you got time to lean, you got time to make a Dutch baby. Am I right?
So, bedtime, Adam's like, oh, man. So, people are going, okay. So, they think Adam, for some reason, starts spreading the rumor that Joao went to bed, which he did not do. So, no. As this scene goes on, they keep cutting to Joao doing things. So, Adam's talking to Harry, and he's like, this fucking guy, he's supposed to be up till 12. It's 11:30, and he's in bed. And it cuts to Joao, like, cleaning off every single individual rung of the anchor, you know.
I know, he's doing everything, every ladder, every surface he's cleaning. He's like checking logs, he's like checking to make sure all the like equipment in like the wheelhouse is okay. He's washing bowls in the galley, and Adam's like, yeah, like what'd he do? He fucking kayaked today, that's what he did, that's gay. And Harry's like, he's really lazy, right? It's like, yeah, we have a, you know, we have to split our tip with him, and we didn't even do any fucking work. Like, cut to him like it's like pirates climbing onto the boat, and he has a sword fending them off, you know?
He's like hanging off the side, spearing fish for dinner in the morning or for breakfast in the morning.
There's a giant squid with its tentacles flopping onto the deck, and Joao has an axe chopping each tentacle as it lands.
He's like, gluing popsicle sticks together to like make a second prop for the boat.
Yeah, this guy don't do nothing.
Yeah, Adam's fucking poison. God, it's hot. I want to make out with him. Okay, so hot then poison. Harry is helping Jamie and Adam do stuff. And, no, Adam and Harry are helping Jamie finish up at night because she's on late. And she's like, oh my God, you guys are amazing. And Adam's like, yeah, look at this girl. She works harder than Joao. That's good. You work. Joao sure didn't work. Wow, you going to bed? That's where Joao went like 3 hours ago.
Like everything they are saying,
like literally so, every turn. And then he opens the trash and he tells Harry, hey, want to help me put a bag in this bitch? Oh, why, that made me laugh. But I don't know, I'm into Adam today. I've decided.
Yeah, I feel I can see it. So now it's the morning, and the crew is waking up, and everyone's sad that the porn stars are all leaving because they're like really wonderful guests. And we see Aisha putting contacts in Jason's eye again. And then Aisha goes up to Skye. She's like, good morning. Can
I get you anything aside from a dildo? I know you're gonna ask that part. We already have one under your seat.
And Sky's like, maybe a latte, preferably not served on a vagina this time, just for some variation. That would be great.
So then Culver goes into the galley. He's like, hey, what's up, Chefy? What you doing? Can I get some more free food before I don't kiss you tonight? Huh? And Tsarina's like, I'm just looking for a boost. He goes, all right. And he plants a little kiss on her cheek, which is cute. You're like, oh, this is really happening.
So then Anchor Whip, no, I don't think it was ever happened. There's no chemistry here. You know, there's he's just a man who wants food. Culver Culver did this in his season too. He just gives this deadness when it comes to emotional connections. And I understand it because I kind of have it. I have it sometimes too when it comes to like love. But he does this thing where he gets like flirts or gets right up to the point, and then he's just like, is it apathy? What would you call it? Like emotional, I guess apathy is emotional, but sexual apathy, I don't know what it is, but it's aloof. Just kind of, yeah, aloofness. That's good.
Yeah. I think he's aloof. Well, I think that he's just sort of, well, he's kind of like a blank slate. You know, he's just sort of like, he just sort of stares and has like this big, big like oval smile. You know, that's just, and I think people just project their own, you know, they just project their own, their things onto him.
He acts like he's into people though. Like he does, I think that he's actively giving them the impression he's into them. Like he flirts with them a lot and he's like, yeah, Chefy, I need a woman who cooks. Yeah, Bertini, I love the way that you pronounce your name. But then the second they start showing too much back, he just like hurts their feelings in some way and just acts like they're crazy. And it's really gross. And he does it this time. And it's the acting like they're crazy part, which really gets me. Because he did that with Bertini, and he does it again today. And it's a gross part of his personality.
I think Bertini was a different situation. Like, there was never any indication from him that he was ever into Bertini. And, like, she kept on being like, so what's going on with us? And he was like, And, like, she was like, so, like, everyone says we have chemistry. Like, what's going on? And he's like, But here with Tsarina, I feel like there is more chemistry. So I just meant more just, you know, this, it seems like they still have a little something brewing, you know, like it's not
to me, it seems like one of those below deck things where people come on this show and they feel forced to be in a like a couple. Producers love that, you know, they're like, who's the couple of the season?
Yeah.
And I feel like they're all trying to make that happen. And it just, you know, it's not a dating show and there's only so many people to choose from. And you see it like with Margot and Harry, where it's just like, we'll try to make this happen. We'll try to make it work. Or Nico and that lady that he was hooking up with towards the end of his time. I mean, there's so many examples of it where it's just like lukewarm, where they do. Remember when they used to have to do the date night every season? We get that today.
I know.
But we used to see that every season there was a couple that had to go on date night and they were never into it. It was always the most awkward thing, you know? So I see them kind of as that kind of couple. I mean, if you want to see real chemistry, it's Tsarina and Joao. They seem like they are actually.
They have real chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I have now exhausted my, like, whatever interest I had in Culver and Tsarina is now fully exhausted and dead. I can't put any more thought into the two of them. I'm done.
Accepted. Request accepted.
I'm done. So Joao calls Culver to the main deck, and Culver's like, I'm trying to figure out Joao. I mean, you can't pick your coworkers, but you can pick your attitude. So I'm trying to stay positive. But at the same time, I'm like, dude, lighten up a little bit. Like, he literally just asked you to go to a deck. Like, there's nothing more to it.
Yeah. So then, Anchor Live, time to do it. And Troy's like, well done, everybody. That was a real bing up zim you did. And then Aisha and Jamie are talking to Tsarina, and they're all, like, doing a group hug and just a big hello. And then Jamie's saying, oh, you know, those boys helped me last night. What angels? And she's like, so, what's your type of guy?
And Jamie's like, well, do you want me to tell y'all who I think is cute on here?
It's Harry, isn't it? Is it Harry? Tell me it's Harry. It's Harry, like, isn't it?
No. What part about this Oscar winner's face says I'd be interested in Harry? Okay? Just want to put that out there.
So it's Joao then. It's Joao then, isn't it? It's Joao. I know it's Joao.
She's like, no, again, we're going to try to go for the cute people about to become people who are on my level. not people who are way, way, way below me. Let's try again.
All right, I'll just tell you the truth, Culver. Culver's really nice. I like him. And then she goes, oh, well, Culver's hers, so no.
Just like, you can't do that. You're not allowed. So Jamie's like, well, it's hard to say how I feel about Culver. I mean, I've literally been on the boat for like 24 hours, and the girls are giving me advice, but Chef is kind of laughing it off, so I think I'm going to proceed with caution. And, you know, it's okay. I don't really need to eat any food for the rest of the season. I'm sure it won't bother her too much.
And Issa explains,
she's a feeder and he's an eater, so I don't know if you have TLC in your neck of the woods, but... they're made for each other.
Also, then we see, by the way, at breakfast, Sky's talking. He's like, so I peeked my head into Johnny and Vanna's room, and they're like, Dad. And then it goes 10 minutes earlier, Sky goes into the room and goes, Vanna, wake your ass up! Fucking Vanna. Always asleep in her bra that she wears to dinner. I mean, we're porn stars, but we still have standards, for crying out loud.
So Joao is telling Margot that he's basically getting everybody to help with fenders because it's time to dock. And we're 30 meters away. Throw the lines, do the lines. Maisha, pull in more. And then they do, and they lock it all up, and they've done a great job.
They did it. By God, they did it. So they line up, the crew lines up, and then the guests leave. And Laura says, thank you all, you know, to all of you for something that none of us are ever going to forget, like just like the time that Sky tried to ride that broken rail of yours last night. Who will never forget that? So now, if my ass has done anything good on this trip, it has warmed a very special thank you. So she pulls out a packet, like the tip from her butt, and she gives it to Jason. And so thank you very much. And they all are gone. And now we get into cleaning. And of course, everyone's cleaning except for Culver, because Culver's just snacking in the kitchen.
Yes, which he's falling back into his Culver, what the captain warned him about not falling into, his Culver
lacks a work ethicalness.
Yeah, so he's eating and like making like delicious, chef. And then Joao's calling Culver on the radio, but he's just in the mess, wandering around, not listening. And Joao's like, "Would you like to help with rubbish?" Or as Adam would say, "Would you like to help me put a bag in this bitch?"
Bro.
And Culver's like, oh, I'm just going to finish something down here, and then I'll be up there. Joao's like, unreal. Unreal. Going to finish something, really. No one's listening to Joao. And look at this. This fender isn't even close to being where it's supposed to be.
He's like so pushing now, the boat back with his hands and like moving the fender.
Joao is literally like lifting up the boat, holding the boat above his head as he kicks the fender underneath it to get it into place. He's doing all this stuff. And while he is struggling with his fender, then Adam's like, Culver's like, hey, so where's old Joel? And Adam's like, yeah, it would be a lot easier. This would be a lot easier with four people, huh? If only we had a bosun, it would help out once in a while. Joel's like, there's a crocodile down there. Joel's like, poo, 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 poo.
What is he, just here to collect a paycheck or something? He's like untying dolphins from those like little plastic rings that hold Diet Cokes together.
He's throwing a ring out to Angela Merkel, who's in the water. Be like, help me, help me. I'm not here, Prime Minister, even though you're not from Zim.
I just keep writing, Adam is toxic as fuck. Rar. So Harry's like, I'm going to get ticked off if this is what happens the whole season. Just my opinion. I'm not the bosun or anything. And then it's tip meeting time.
Wait, I just also want to point this out too. So the contractors come to fix the rail. And so as part of fixing the rail, they have to remove the broken rail. So Joao is like, can you guys go fix the remove the broken rail? So all four of them go and they are hoisting and bringing these rails to the dock. And Joao is one of the people. And Harry's like, I'm gonna get really ticked off if this happens all season. I'm like, dude, Joao is like literally working alongside you guys. And now you're mad even now?
Yeah, they do not like this guy. And it's also, I think, because they all think they should be the boss. I don't think Harry thinks that he should be the boss, but Adam definitely thinks he should be the boss. And Culver thinks he should be the boss, you know? And Harry, I think, is just trying to be one of the boys by agreeing with everything they say.
So, tip meeting, Jason's like, this week's the helmet's going to the person who made me trip over putting the tender up. So, that's going to be Culver. and they get $20,000. And Jamie's like, oh, I don't need to keep mine. It's okay. I'll give mine to everyone. I was only here for one day. I'm just sweet little Jamie. They're like, no, Jamie, you keep it. So now Harry starts making his cheese board for his date night, and he's making that, and everyone's cleaning, and he's setting up the space on the deck for the whole thing.
And then they're getting ready for their big date, and Adam is helping Harry get ready, and he's like, whoa, you're doing your date? All right, listen, put some of this on you. It's Calvin Klein one, all right? You're going to put it behind your ears, and then when she comes to hug you, she's going to be like... Oh, wow. Whoa, you smell good. And it's going to be amazing, bro.
It's gonna be so good.
Explaining how cologne works.
I know. Yo, you put that CK1 on, and next thing you know, she'll be offering to give you a massage at the top bunk, even though you really want to go to bed. Okay? Like, trust me, it works. Ugh.
Too soon. So Marge is like, I never floss. This is a big deal. Ow! Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Ow! As she flosses. I'm like, delicious. I hope we get to make out with your bloody mouth later. Okay. Today is not the day to start disrupting your gums. Just stick to whatever you're doing.
So they go upstairs for their date. And Margaret's like, look how pretty it is outside. This is so cute. It's like, wow, and a whole cheese board? Did you do this yourself? I love a cheese board. I mean, it's so nice when someone that you only see as a friend makes you a very platonic cheese board. Thank you so much.
And she's like, wow, and then you got cushions. This is so comfy. What a good job. And he's like, cheers to us. And she's like, oh, yeah. Oh, to us. Wow, nobody's really ever done anything like this for me before. And he's like, why not? She goes, well, I've had nice things. I mean, just not this, you know, being outside, you know, you're going to wrap some cheese and put some crackers and, I don't know, there's a cushion. Wow, this is so great. So, is this how you are in relationships? A real gentleman? I'm not really used to this. My point of it, is that weird? Gosh, it's real weird. It's like watching Downton Abbey for the first time. You know, everyone says it's real good, but... just bored, but I'm supposed to like it, so I'm still sitting here, but I'm still bored. You know what I'm saying?
You know what might make this day a little bit better? Why don't we have some strained conversation? Okay, you start. How many relationships have you been in? Well, I haven't had a girlfriend in like 3 years, and I had two relationships. Me too. Okay, what's next? Hummus and brie. I don't like brie. Do you like brie?
I like brie.
Okay. All right, you do something boring. You say something boring now. Do you live on a lake? I do. And there's algae.
Algae.
God, I love how boring this is. Algae? Yeah.
And he won't bend. She's like, yeah, well, I guess where you're from, you say algae. But then where I'm from, we call it algae. And he's like, And she goes, yeah, you can get E. coli from it. He's like, algae. No, algae. And they just look at each other and they're like, wow, we're not even willing to bend on the pronunciation of algae. So fuck you and fuck you. Hate you back. Learn how to pronounce things. How about that, both of you?
And then it starts to rain. So they go downstairs. They move the date into the salon. And she's like, you know what? I'm like in the mood to dance. Like, you know, are they going to play our song? He's like, what's our song? Dancing Queen, which, as we know, is a gay anthem, but it's a song that gays and their platonic girlfriends, and they dance to.
Just how she did it, she goes, okay, our song, you're going to say it. 3, 2, Dancing Queen. Like, he doesn't even try. He's just like, I don't know what this lady's talking about. Why did she just... It's like, was YMCA taken? Like, what the hell? And so then it's just silent and awkward. She goes, yeah, you know, it's just not really flowing, the conversation. And she's looking around and she looks like she's trying to be crushed, but she's not surprised because this is the same look she always gives Harry, which is like, oh my God, you're so sweet. It's like a baby with food on its, like you're talking to a baby with food down its, nappy, and you're just like, oh, you're so sweet. I don't have to clean this up, right? I'm not your mom. You do have a mom here somewhere.
So he's like, well, thank you for joining me here on the two-part date that was outside then inside. And she's like, oh, yeah. So they hug. And she goes, I'm going to kiss you. I'm like, Margo, why are you kissing him? You have no interest. And she goes, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just hate hurting people's feelings. So I guess I scramble instead.
I just wrote, oh, that was sad. So then yeah. Ace just like, oh, how was the day to you two getting married? March is like,
it was good. Good. It was good. Do you see my sad face? It's good. It's good. It's good. So, anybody going to catch on to this?
Oh, so when your tongues touched, did your fanny bit feel a bit tingly?
She goes, no, I didn't feel electric. She goes,
oh, well, he can just be your special friend.
I was like, what was that? Your special friend. My special friend, Harry.
And Serena and Adam are smoking now. And she's like, how was the dick? Did you like Joao? And he's like, no, that guy doesn't fucking like help do nothing.
And she's like, well, you should voice something then, or I will. And it's going to be weird coming from the shift. So you should probably do that, you know?
And then they leave to go out. And Harry gets in the back with Margot. Like, Harry is still really into this for some reason. Although I have to say, Harry didn't seem into it either. Right?
Or do you think Harry seemed into it? I think Harry seemed into it. Well, he said that he was really nervous. He was worried because since they've already kissed, that now he actually has to like bring personality and have good conversation, have good banter. And I think he was pretty nervous. So everyone jumps in, and Aisha says to Zarina, she's like, so Zarina, you've been looking pretty comfy with him. And she's like, with who? And he goes,
the womanizer.
She's like, oh, no, 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 no. After what he did to my best mate, I'm never, ever, ever going to go there. It's like, I don't know. We all picked up on it. Yeah.
And so the cast was also kind of rude because they all jumped in the same van and refused to ride with Joao and Jamie, who are the two new people. So that wasn't cool. But it's Joao, so I don't really care. So they get there, and Joao's like, how was your ride? Because ours was decent, but I guess I'm biased.
So Zarina's like, everyone, I'm going to make a speech. All right, Joao, stand up here with me for no reason. Okay, we have a new crew. We are new people, so let's make new history, shall we? Okay, great. So they cheers, and Joao puts his arm around Zarina and then like kisses her on the cheek. It's like, you are so sweet. You're like the queen of Zimbabwe. It's like, so Aisha turns to Zarina and is like,
you know, that you're doing a cheers. It's like you're really all over him. And like, sorry, but you are. It's like, if you're keen, that's fine. But I'm just telling you that you're really, really all over him.
This is cracking me up. She's just like so blunt. And Serena's like,
no, I'm not keen.
Oh, come on. You're already acting like his best friend.
She's like, well, it's hard because he's, but you know, he's my best friend, wasn't it? His best friend.
It's been a minute, and it does seem like you want his dick already. Just see if you want his dick.
No, but it's my best friend, and she messaged me and was like, be his best friend, get through this. And she goes,
I'm not saying there's a difference between getting through. What I'm just saying is there's a difference between getting through it and sucking his dick.
And so Zarina's like, I'm not. What the fuck?
I'm just saying you really seem like you're overcompensating.
So she's like, come here. Now, since he's been on board, you're sitting next to him, flirting with him like this. I'm just confused is all.
So you should be, because you don't see everything that goes on. And I've seen a totally different side of him.
Yeah, but he's extremely manipulative and he's disrespectful and judgmental. But at the end of the day, I'm sorry. He's a fucking cock at heart. And you can do so much better than that shit. Even for just one fucking vaginal night of pleasure.
It's like, you think I'm going to sleep with him? It's like, but you're acting like it.
And she's like, no, I'm saying like, bro, I'm trying to bring him into the group, you know, make him feel comfortable sort of thing.
And she's like, but you're trying too hard.
Too many excuses. Too many excuses. And that laugh was so unnatural when she was like,
I'm not going to sleep with him.
It's like, okay.
When she said, I'm seeing a different side to him, that's when I knew.
That's the trap. This is
lost.
He's a dick to everyone, but I see the good side. That's the trap.
I can help him. So then Culver is telling Jamie, like, I love to eat. She goes, oh, I can tell how sexy. And he's like, you can tell already? Why? She's like, because you're eating.
Where'd you get that Dutch baby from? So I can tell you're like a man machine. You need to work it off as well. And so Zarina's like watching from afar jealously. And she's like, I'm not fucking dumb. I'm doing what I need to do. So she stands up. And she goes over to Joao. I guess she wants to get Culver in trouble or something. So she goes, between you and I, and this is just me looking out for you, not someone who's any way romantically interested in you. Basically, the person before you was trying to prove himself so much. He was extremely hands-on all the time and with them everything. He's like, are you telling me that I'm not a hands-on person? She's like, no. That's just what they're saying. Specifically, I don't know. Culver, who's flirting with another woman, saying that. If you want to yell at him, you can do that.
She's like, yeah, they literally said don't say anything to him, so I really can't believe I'm doing that at all. And he's like, but he's not doing any work. He's just telling us what to do. What if they think that I haven't been working my ass off? That is so immature. I'm not their friend. I'm not their boss. Culver's the laziest deckhand I've worked with. He looks like he's working, but he's not. Adam has a higher qualification than I do, but he's not proven his knowledge in any way, shape, or form. And she's like, oh, I feel terrible for even bringing it up. Like, wow, you just really, like, Culver aside, because fuck that guy, but you really just fucked over Adam. Like, what are you doing? For Joao?
Well, she did say she was going to say something if he didn't.
But so, she said, you have the chance to say something before I say something. I mean, what's the point of, like, giving him the chance if you're just going to run and tattletale? Snitch.
She just said, fuck it. I'm going to burn this all down. So Joao was like, here's my word. I won't say anything that you told me. I won't say anything that you told me, and I appreciate it. You know, they're taking my kindness for weakness, much like every single woman I've ever dated. It's up to you. Here's the rope. You could either use this rope constructively, like by making a love letter, like I did for so many of my girlfriends, or you can hang yourself.
Or you can hang somebody else that's not in this relationship, like my other rope did when they broke my heart.
So then Jamie and Culver are at the bar, and Jamie he's in his stupid disco hat, by the way. And so he's in, like, his loser helmet, and Jamie's like, I just feel bad because the Shiffy really likes you. And I said, I want to go over to Culver. And she's like, laser eyes at me. Which is not true. That did not happen.
No, ma'am. Did not happen.
She literally laughed.
He's like, no. I know, but I'm all about you. And she's like, look, I really would love to kiss you, but I didn't want to make her upset. You know, I do actually want to have lunch or dinner sometime. And Culver's like, well, we got to tear up on the dance floor. How about that instead, okay? Don't ruin my free snacks, please.
So then they immediately start making out in front of everybody, which is a really, really, really good way to not hurt someone's feelings, guys. Really handled that well, both of you. And of course Serena sees it, and so she's like, are you fucking joking? Oh my god. Joao's like, are you all right? What is wrong with you? And she's like, she's making out with Culver. Great. And so she leaves and she's all mad. And then this is when Culver goes, I don't want you to get stabbed, but I love to kiss. Oh, so now Serena's fucking crazy. And she's just been wanting you this whole, and she's a fucking psycho. Like, you haven't been down in that kitchen flirting your ass off for the past 3 weeks or whatever it's been.
Exactly.
So fuck off. You're the same. You're the same as you've always been, sir.
I just hope Zarina bans him from little snacks and nibbles, okay? Because you literally don't get to have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah. Agreed. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. That brings us to the end of Below Deck Down Under. We'll be back later this week, tomorrow, I suppose, with Welcome to Crappy Lake. Also, go check out our bonus this... No. That will be no, our no. bonus. That is our
That's
bonus.
That's the bonus. Tomorrow
we'll be back with the Salt Lake City trailer, shot by shot. If you want to watch a video of us watching that trailer, be on Crappens On Demand, where you can see us right now. Or if it's a week later, on YouTube, where you can see us. Hi, on YouTube. Thank you so much, everybody, for being with us. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie, she's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch or Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.